September 15, 2025. Today's robotics landscape is dominated by a significant strategic shift from Tesla, a major unveiling from Como at the Schwesen and Schneiden 2025 trade fair, and a groundbreaking achievement by the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory in autonomous space robotics. These developments signal a maturing robotics industry with increasing sophistication and diverse applications. Tesla's bold bet on Optimus. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has announced a dramatic reorientation of the company's future value, stating that *80% of Tesla's future value will derive from its Optimus humanoid robot *. This represents a substantial departure from the company's established focus on electric vehicles and robotaxis, reflecting a recognition of potential limitations in those sectors. According to Musk's statement, Optimus is designed to perform human-level tasks with advanced dexterity in real-world settings. The initial deployment strategy for Optimus is slated to begin within Tesla's own gigafactories. This phased approach aims to test and refine the robot's capabilities in a controlled environment before a broader commercial release. Musk indicated that Optimus's primary target markets include manufacturing, logistics, and household applications. This move positions Tesla directly against competitors already vying for dominance in the humanoid robotics space. Notably, Boston Dynamics, Atlas Robot, and Figure AI's humanoid robots, backed by Microsoft, NVIDIA, and OpenAI, continue to develop their capabilities. The competitive landscape is intensifying, with each company pushing the boundaries of human-robot interaction and task execution. While specific performance metrics and timelines remain undisclosed, the shift in Tesla's strategic priorities underscores the growing potential of general-purpose humanoid robots. Como showcases innovation at Schwesen and Schneiden 2025. At the Schwesen and Schneiden 2025 trade fair in Essen, Germany, Como is presenting a suite of new robotic solutions designed to address evolving needs within the welding and manufacturing sectors. The company's key innovations include Bullet Point S-Series Robot S18. This new robot is specifically engineered for welding operations in confined spaces. The S18's design prioritizes maneuverability and precision, allowing it to access and weld in areas previously inaccessible to traditional robotic systems. Details regarding its payload capacity and specific welding technologies were not disclosed. Bullet Point, Myco family of collaborative robots. *Como is also showcasing its Myco family of collaborative robots, offering a range of payloads from 3 to 15 kg. These robots are designed for versatile applications such as pick and place operations and palletizing tasks. The Myco robots are intended to work alongside human workers, enhancing productivity and safety within manufacturing environments. Bullet Point, NWG Modular Welding Gun System. *A significant highlight is the introduction of the NWG Modular Welding Gun System. This system is designed for compatibility with virtually all major robot brands, offering manufacturers increased flexibility and efficiency. The NWG system's modular design allows for rapid adaptation to changing production needs and reduces the need for specialized robot configurations. The company emphasized the system's focus on optimizing welding processes and minimizing downtime. U.S. Naval Research Laboratory achieves autonomous space robotics milestone. The U.S. Naval Research Laboratory, NRL, has announced a significant breakthrough in the development of autonomous robotic systems for space exploration and defense. Researchers have successfully demonstrated the ability to train zero-gravity robots to fly in space without human control. This achievement represents a critical step towards enabling autonomous operations in space, particularly in scenarios where direct human intervention is impractical or impossible. While specific details regarding the technology employed remain classified, the NRL's announcement suggests the use of advanced sensor fusion, artificial intelligence, and potentially propulsion systems capable of operating in the vacuum of space. This development has profound implications for future space missions, potentially facilitating tasks such as satellite maintenance, debris removal, and planetary exploration. The NRL's success underscores the growing importance of autonomous systems in the context of increasingly complex and demanding space operations. ANSI A3R1506 2025 Safety Standard released. The Association for Advancing Automation, A3, today released the updated ANSI A3R1506 2025 Safety Standard. This update reflects ongoing advancements in robotics technology and aims to provide a comprehensive framework for ensuring the safe operation of robots in various environments. The standard covers a wide range of topics, including risk assessment, hazard mitigation, and human-robot interaction. The release of this updated standard highlights the industry's commitment to prioritizing safety and promoting responsible innovation in the field of robotics. Summary of developments, September 15, 2025. Today's robotics news was dominated by three key developments. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced a strategic shift, predicting 80% of the company's future value will stem from its Optimus humanoid robot. Como unveiled new robotic solutions, including the S18 welding robot and its Myco collaborative robot family, at the Schwesen and Schneiden 2025 trade fair. Finally, the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory achieved a significant milestone in autonomous space robotics, demonstrating the ability to train zero-gravity robots to operate without human control. These developments collectively paint a picture of a rapidly evolving robotics industry, marked by increased sophistication, diverse applications, and a growing emphasis on safety and automation. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.